Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman, founder of the Dementia Whisperers Incorporated. Laura Wayman, nationally recognized expert on dementia and author of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, published by Johns Hopkins University Press, joins you and 16 million caregivers with real answers and help, with love, wisdom, and compassion for your personal questions and concerns on the dementia journey. Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Call in at 929-477-1393. That's 929-477-1393. And now, live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Are you caring for a loved one, a resident or client who is presenting dementia symptoms and challenging behaviors? Our vision is to open up discussion in order to greatly improve quality of care and excellence in service to individuals with Alzheimer's disease or any dementia and related illnesses, and to lend a reassuring hand to their caregivers and families. This is an interactive call-in show, and we want to hear from our listeners. And I remind you, our first two callers today, or entering the chat box, which I'll set up soon, will receive a free copy of Laura Wayman's best-selling book for Johns Hopkins University, A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, Making Meaningful Connections with the Person Who Has Alzheimer's Disease or Other Dementia or Memory Loss. This is co-host Scott Cluthie. Now my great pleasure to welcome to the airwaves live the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Scott. It's always so good to hear your beautiful radio voice, and I am always so honored to be with you. And, Scott, you always give me the most wonderful introduction. I am, like I said, so honored to be with you here today because you are truly a professional in this whole radio media field, and you have so much experience that you bring here to my show. You make me shine. So could you take a minute, Scott, and just introduce yourself and tell our listeners about you?
Well, thank you. That's so kind of you, Laura. You know, I do have a lot of media experience, and I've worked for multiple networks over the years in many different capacities. One thing I don't talk much about on this show is my many years in news. And I've been honored and fortunate to work with some great news people in Houston. The name in the Houston area, J.P. Pritchard, is known by many people. He was the host of KTRH AM radio for so many years. And I was hired by J.P. Pritchard as the newsman at a station called KULF, Culf, like the Gulf, because we're down near the Gulf, overlooking the I-45, what was called the elevated Pierce Elevated is what they call it, because Pierce Street ran underneath it, and worked with, because it's this time of year here, basketball playoffs are coming, and I'm a basketball nut. That's why I'm sharing this. I worked with a wonderful woman named Anita Martini. People may not know the name Anita Martini, but she is the woman who broke the NFL's barrier to women being in the locker rooms, and she did it the old-fashioned way. Yeah, she walked in on Dan Pastorini in his bath towel. That's all he had on, which kind of reminded me of our guest today, and you'll find out,
we're gonna
find
talk about
out
that.
More about that page two,
yes.
And the rest of the story when we continue. But I worked with an Anita Martini while the Rockets were playing the Boston Celtics in the playoffs, and that, yes, folks, was a long time ago. Back to you, Laura.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to just remind our listening audience, we want you to know you're not alone. You have some wonderful people here on the radio, and I have resources for you that if you have worries, concerns, or anxieties, you just need to pick up the phone and give us a call. We can give you advice, inspiration, encouragement on your dementia care journey. So you've certainly tuned into the right place. So stay tuned with us today. This hour, we will be taking your calls, so all you need to do is pick up the phone, call 1-929-477-1393, and we can get you on the air, or you can just visit our chat room. You can just ask a question through the chat room and stay anonymous if you wish. And so today, I'm so glad you're joining me, Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer, my co-host Scott Cluthy, because we're broadcasting live from Country House Residences in Granite Bay, California. Now, Country House Residences provides memory care, and this beautiful community utilizes a loving approach to dementia care programming throughout. I am so honored to bring this special program, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But also joining us today, I'm going to have Scott introduce our guest today, and I know you are going to be thrilled because he is so bright, so caring, so smart and fun. And we all need that in our leadership when it comes to dementia care, because this is a hard job. So, Scott, could you introduce our guest for us today?
I'm happy to. Joining Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer, and yours truly, Scott Cluthy, today live from Country House Residences in Granite Bay, California. It is the executive director, Jake Wolf, and not to put Jake on the spot, but if he drips on you, Laura, you'll know why, right? Because Jake is a hand-on executive director, and so he was busy actually helping one of the residents, and I do love everything I read about the approach at Country House Residences, and I want to find out more about it. Sounds very natural, very organic, very psychologically considered and thought out. So I'm interested in finding out more about that background, Mr. Wolf. Hello, Jake Wolf. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. And I just got to say it's a pleasure to be on the radio with someone that's been in the industry and has so much rapport with everybody in radio, with everybody that he comes into contact with. So I appreciate being on here with you. And then Laura, her program that she has that she's instilling into this building has really brought what we do to the next level. And I got to be honest with you, it takes a very special kind of person with a very special attitude and a very special approach, in fact, the right approach, which is why I'm sure she called that. That.
Right?
Okay, all right. So that being said, I'm just really happy to be here. So thank you so much. And, yes, I am sitting in my swim trunks with Laura here.
Yes, we need to explain that.
There you go, Jake.
Okay. We can start out there. So we have a resident that's having a little bit of difficulty. We're convincing him to get into the shower and helping him to realize that.
And that's common.
That
is common. We see that a lot. They resist wanting to take a shower. That's overwhelming. It's stressful.
Yeah.
It's frightening. And although he was very fastidious before his dementia, now he just doesn't really understand, and we can't help him to understand that he needs to take a shower. He believes he's just fine. So
to try to facilitate that, we have a wonderful massaging tub here. I think that's what we call it. It's a very special tub that, you get in and you close the door, and it's got jets, and he has some back problems, so we're working with that. And so I went ahead and went out in my swim trunks with a towel around my neck and announced to the entire group of people that I'm going to get into this special tub. If anybody wants to go next, you can sign on up. So I went ahead and just walked on over, filled the tub up, got in so that he could see that it's helping my back. And I just sat there saying, oh, my back is feeling so much better. And that's why, right there.
And yes, and then it was time for him to be on the radio. And so, these approaches, we understand and we expect resistance, and we have to just keep trying until we find the right approach. And today we didn't get our resident into that tub today, but we're just going to keep trying different approaches until we figure this out. And the more positive, the more hands-on, the more relatable we are as people for our residents, the more likely it is we're going to be successful. So that's what makes this so magical here at Country House Residences, is that we work with the families, we work with the staff, we build a team, we figure it out. So So, Jake, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you found yourself in the senior care industry.
Well, I've always kind of had that that bone in my body that just made me want to care for people ever since I was a kid. What route I decided to go is I decided to go to EMT school, and I actually went to work for the fire department. And I worked for Cal Fire, which my dad was a president of the union for about 10 years. And he passed away about 3 weeks ago. So, you know, knowing that, knowing how he cared for people and what he did, I wanted to care for people too. So I kind of naturally, I went that route because my family had history of it. I'm a third generation Cal Fire kid. So I went that direction and I decided that I wanted to go into paramedicine. So I went and got a job in an ambulance with a wonderful gentleman by the name of Tom Argel, who is the CEO and owner of Alpha One Ambulance, which is a very popular ambulance company here in Sacramento, who, if you ever want an ambulance company that works with people that have memory loss, they're really the only ones that can help you. Because, and I know because I help with the training program there, and they do train everybody there to work with people that have dementia.
And that's a specialized skill.
That
you
is.
Know, we really want our listeners to understand there can be someone who's trained to work with elderly who just need assistance like in assisted living. That's a totally different training than someone with dementia. And so the thing I love about this is that my mission this year is to make sure that firemen are trained. And so it was so nice to partner up with Jake because he truly believes that. Firemen, policemen, you know, our local grocery store,
mm-hmm.
everyone at the local grocery store should be dementia aware, trained to understand dementia. And so, you know, there's this long list, and Jake truly understands that.
Yes, yes, I do. And, you know, a matter of fact, that led me to getting starting to teach people how to work with people that have memory loss. And the part of that is going to all, not only training people at Alpha One Ambulance, but then going out in the community. And I was actually promoted by Tom Argel to director of training for the ambulance company. I went out into the community, and I taught over 2,000 classes in about a two-year period, documented anyway. And I went and taught so many people. And I just shared this information. I found out how much I actually really loved teaching about memory loss. And it was one of the things I was most passionate about. So I decided back in about October 2014, I decided that I was going to go take the administrator courses to get my administrator certificate. I went and did that, and then I got a job in Sonora. Which I had to drive, it was about 2 hours away from where I lived, so I had to stay in hotels. I had to stay in an assisted living. So I got to be a resident for a little bit. So I did that for a little while and really had to sacrifice a lot to get into where I am today. And working with, I became a director of care over in Carmichael. And then I finally decided to take this opportunity because, you know, this building that I'm at now is just the most absolutely miraculous building you've ever seen in your life. And if there's one thing that I could say is that the framework was here for me to do it, and I am gonna do it. This will be the greatest memory care in the history of all memory cares.
And I believe Jake can do it. It will shine like a gem in the desert. I really, really believe that. And I am so excited to work with Jake because I learned from, you know, I don't know everything. I learned from him. He's open to learning from me, and the whole staff is just kind of that. That's what that openness to learn, because we have to customize training, and we have to customize our care approach to each individual. If you've met one person with dementia, you've only met one person with dementia.
Yeah, that leads to my, you know, that's part of my philosophy and why I chose this industry is I get that each individual person that has memory loss is like a snowflake. They're all unique in their own way. And the way that you look at them and the way that you approach them, you have to really be considerate of multiple factors. And there's so many layers to a person. And there's so many layers that not even their own family knows how many layers they have. And sometimes layers pop out that the family didn't know was there. And then you just got to have, it's all about giving them that understanding and teaching them and training them, which is where I come from and where Laura comes from, which is why we get along so well.
Yeah, we are a great team. And Jake, I want you to know that Scott and I are along that same, we get to talking about this and the hour flies by just like it will right now. And so I do encourage you to pick up the phone. Our listeners need to pick up the phone if you have certain specific questions, because we can just talk and talk, and we certainly want to give you the information. We want to know what you know, and we want to know what you don't know. So give us a call, and we can certainly help you. You can ask Jake whatever you'd like. I'm sure that he would be willing to answer. You can ask me. You can ask Scott. All three of us are here to help you. So, Jake, let's move on to help our listeners, because let's talk a little bit about Country House. I know you love it. I know you're passionate mm-hmm. about it. I know this is kind of new to you, but you really have made huge strides in kind of filling the gaps of opening a new building is difficult, but now you've really hit your stride, and I think that I think our listeners would like to know, because that helps our listeners. If they're thinking about maybe placing their loved one, because that often is necessary with dementia, you've got to go build your village. So if they're thinking of where should we go, what should we be looking for, tell them why they should choose Country House.
Well, first of all, I got to say, if there is anybody out there that's looking to place a loved one and you're not really sure what to do, or whether you're ready to do that, or whether you've got questions, you can always call either Country House, you can call us, or you can call Laura Wayman. You can call either of us, and we will be more than willing to help you. So here at Country House, one of the things that I take pride in, and which is one of the most difficult parts, I think, when we're talking about giving somebody a new home, when we're looking at that, usually the difficult part is the letting go. And what I mean by that is that the family member needs to make a decision that this is what is right. And if you're wondering whether it's time or not for you to make the decision to put someone into a wonderful home, then you have to ask yourself, what is the safest decision? Because really that's what it's about at the end of the day. And with my experience of being a paramedic and dealing with the things that I've done, every time I got involved, it was a crisis management situation, and they waited too long. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I implore you, if you feel like if there's any part of the safety of being and well-being of your loved one being fractured by not having them in a place, that's going to be a bigger issue than if you wait until something does happen and now you're trying to work from behind it, trying to catch the problem as it's running away from you.
And it's important that the caregiver recognizes that there comes a time when it's appropriate for them as well,
mm-hmm.
because it can get so overwhelming so quick. As a matter of fact, we talk about these statistics all the time. 68% of the time, if that caregiver does not ask for help, especially if it's a same-age spouse, over half the time they get sick and go first. That's how overwhelming this is. So we not only take when we take that person here at Country House and they move in and this becomes their home, we not only are helping that person who has a diagnosis of some cause of dementia, we are saving the caregiver's life. That's how important it is for them to let go. Plus, we give that caregiver back, whether it's a wife, a husband, a son or daughter, we give them back that cherished role, because as long as they're a caregiver, they can't be the wife, the husband, the son, or the daughter. They are simply have to be a caregiver because it is a full-time, overwhelming job. So it's important that we remind that caregiver, yes, it's hard to let go, but it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And, you know, here at Country House, you know, another reason besides the fact that we are very involved in that process and we're very creative at figuring out how to make that process much more smooth than it could be, beyond that, once you do get here, like I said, the building is gorgeous. It really is. And honestly, Richard Weston and John Tattersall, the guys who really put the pen to the paper when this place was getting built, they put a thought into every piece of this building. Every single doorway, every single chair, every single, table, every single arch, all the way from that to the beautiful creek that we have running through our backyard, a man-made creek. I mean, who's heard of a man-made creek in a memory care? I mean, really, honestly.
And a fire pit.
And a fire pit.
And there's this huge patio for barbecues, and there's a walking path, and it is truly like a resort.
Oh,
it is beautiful.
If there's one way to describe this place in a short sentence, is that this is a beautiful, beautiful mansion
for
people with memory care. That's what people with memory loss can live here. I was taking somebody around the other day, came to look for a place for the loved one, and we're walking around together. And here's where we do the painting, and this is the back porch where we hang out and have a good time. And we said, this is the backyard, and she's like, that's great. And then we finished. I take them upstairs and show them the fish tank. I show them the porch. I'm showing them all this stuff, and they're like, wow, this is very impressive. Wow, they put a lot of work into this place. And then we make it all the way back to the front, and they go, okay, so where's the memory care? And I look at them and I go, this is the memory care. And they go, wait, you mean that thing that you just showed us is a memory care?
Yeah, it's not institutional at all. It's very warm and just really human, isn't it? It's just relatable.
Human. And you know what? One of the things, when I first got here, I couldn't find anything because there's no signs. I'm looking, they're like, oh, yeah, it's in the maintenance closet. And it took me, 40 minutes to find the maintenance closet. And I got this guy waiting for a bucket of paint so he can buy more paint. And I'm trying to find this maintenance closet that's got paint in it. And it takes me 40 minutes.
It looks like a home.
Yeah.
There's
no signs. There's no maintenance. You're not going to see a maintenance sign. You're not going to see. And I get it. I get the product that the people who put their work into it are making. And this is not a facility for Alzheimer's. This is a home for people with memory loss.
And it's not just the bones that are beautiful here.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly the care approach, the programming, everything about what happens here on a day-to-day basis is well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
I am so, so impressed with that. And the corporation that many of our listeners might recognize is called AgeMark. And AgeMark has different buildings scattered across the United States. I don't remember how many they actually have. Do you remember, Dave?
I believe it's 13, 14.
I'm not sure.
Off the top of my head. I'm kind of new, so forgive me.
And this building is new.
Yeah.
Country House Residence here in Granite Bay is brand new, and I've been working with them and providing them with certification in my program and training and it has really just grown organically from the very beginning into truly what we're talking about, something to be very excited about and something to help those families to feel good if indeed that's a decision that is appropriate and that they need to make for their loved one.
Well, I got to say, and speaking about AgeMark, that they have been just absolutely fantastic as a company. And I just got to say, through my dad passing away a couple weeks ago and everything that happened with that, I mean, they just stepped right up and they told me, Jake, you don't worry about anything. They watched over the building. They really took care of it. And if they do listen to this, I hope they know how much I really appreciated that. So they're a wonderful corporation to work for. And they really, truly think with their hearts and not with their wallets. And I know a lot of companies do say that, but the proof is in the pudding, and that really does happen around here. So,
true. So, Jake, help our listeners understand what kinds of services do you provide here?
Well, with our services that we have here, it's very important to remember that memory care is a very moving target. Services, when you say services, that could be taken in many different ways, but I'll tell you what. There is really nothing that we don't do here, except for, of course, when you start talking about, I mean, we can get into the administrative part about prohibited and restricted health conditions and all this, that, and the other. That is something that we deal with when we come across it. But for services-wise, I mean, here's a service. How about I go strip down to my skivvies and grab a towel and go get in the tub to try to convince a resident to take a shower. That's the kind of stuff we do here. My staff is amazing. I have absolutely fantastic staff. My staff takes care of the residents. I take care of my staff. That's how that works. I take care of them as best I can because they do such a good job taking care of my residents. And I know there's really nothing that they won't do, especially the hard stuff, which, you know, people, they can talk about the easy stuff in memory care, like, you know, you help somebody paint something or you got a resident to recognize a picture of them when they were younger or, you know, like sometimes I like to play guitar for the residents and they still clap and sing with me.
And Jake's pretty good too.
Yeah, thank you. And I do that with them, but people don't necessarily ever talk about the hard stuff. And you know what? And my job is to help the caregivers deal with the hard stuff, and they do such a good job with that.
And it's so hard for them because they care so much. We had another situation where we were having some resistance, and the caregivers were saying, it just hurts me because it scares this person so much, and they resist so much, and they're so unhappy, and you know, it's just it really does open your heart to the fact that this is a very difficult job. Being a caregiver is very difficult. And we need to equip them with the proper training to make them as successful as possible because it is so hard. And I see that the whole attitude and the whole goal here is to indeed help those caregivers feel as successful as possible because this is the most horrific illness of our time. Mm-hmm. And there's so little that we can do to stop it, fix it, or change it. As a matter of fact, most of it we can't stop it, fix it, or change it, but our caregivers want to. So it's teaching them that to accept the fact and be tolerant of the fact that they can only manage it and how they can manage it so that they can feel that little bit of success in this whole dementia care journey. So, you know, well, of course, Jake, you and I can talk, and poor Scott, we haven't even given him a minute. Scott, do you have any questions?
Well,
I hate to interrupt.
I hate to interrupt, but I was...
such a good time here, and
oh, yeah.
we want you to be involved.
Thank you. It's okay. Just to remind our listeners, first off, you're listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, and that was Laura Wayman apologizing on the air in real time. So I really appreciate that, Laura. And I'm just kidding. And Jake Wolf, Executive Director, Country House Residences in Granite Bay, California. And I was intrigued, and so I was having a little fun because Jake was literally trying to get one of the residents to get into the massage tub. But I hope it felt better for you, Jake. I hope it was good for you because it sounds fabulous. But what I'm really intrigued by, and we'll talk more about this, I guess, after the break, depending on how much you want to go into it, but this whole idea that a country house, a country house resident is really set up to almost disappears as a place of memory care, you know. It's almost invisible unless you're entrained in it. And I'm sure this has a lot to do with, and in fact, probably everything to do with the residents. What's their experience when they wake up in the morning in Granite Bay, California, they're waking up in a resort, that they're waking up in a community of all these people they know and some they recognize, and sometimes they have to be reminded what someone's name is.
Let me take you one step further than that. It's even
please.
More like waking up in your house. You know, in fact, she's our resident care coordinator. She came up with a great idea, and there's a program that we're doing where we actually get the resident's door from home, we take a picture of it, and then we get it printed out on vinyl, and we put it on their door. So that's
how ingenious.
That right there
is
the idea behind it. We want this to be – this is their house. In fact, well, I had – one of my residents' families show up today to visit them, and I told them, welcome to Steve's house. And, you know, and it's that's what it is. It's Steve's house.
Hey, Scott, we need to take a real quick break right now anyway. And Jake needs to run and answer a real quick question for somebody who walked in. So let's just take our regular break, and Jake will go take care of that, and we'll be right back.
That's perfect, Laura. And I want to remind our listeners that if you will call, and I have the chat box open, so you can put a question or comment in the chat box. Listen, it doesn't have to be directly on dementia. It can be on Alzheimer's or any issue around senior care and the elder condition, dealing with your parents, whatever it might be related to that field. Jake Wolf or Laura Wayman can specifically answer it or direct you to the right answer. And we have the chat box open. You can do it that way. You can also call in live. The call-in line for our guest is 929-477-1393. And we have these lines open right now while we're live. And then, dear listener, we're happy to give you a free copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, Making Meaningful Connections with the Person Who Has Alzheimer's Disease or Other Dementia or Memory Loss, written by Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer, published by Johns Hopkins University. Her new book is coming out very shortly. It's a pretty darn big deal. We'll be talking more about that. But again, the call-in line, 929-477-1393. This is co-host Scott Cluthie. It's great to have you guys out there. Stay with us. We'll be back after about 2 minutes with more here on Live with the Dementia Whisperer. Live today from Country House Residence for Memory Care in Granite Bay, California. You're listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Call in with your personal questions and concerns on the dementia journey. Call 929-477-1393 and visit Laura Wayman online at laurawayman.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for
taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 4 number one albums. 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. We'd love to hear from our listeners. Call in at 929-477-1393 and visit Laura Wayman online at laurawayman.com. And now, Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer. We are back live with the Dementia Whisperer, co-host Scott Cluthie, and I was so excited. We're talking to the staff, having so much fun. We did not engage you back out of the break, so here we are. I'll do some editing later. But this is co-host Scott Cluthie with Laura Wayman live at the Country House Residence for Memory Care in Granite Bay, California. We've been talking with Jake Wolf, the executive director. And now, I believe, Laura, do we have a surprise guest?
We have a couple of surprise guests, and I'm going to let
Excellent.
Jake introduce them. We've got some of the care staff. We have a new caregiver, and we have one of our seasoned lead staff. So, Jake, you want to introduce them for us?
Yeah. So right here sitting with me, I have Brittany and Robert. Brittany is our med tech. She's absolutely fantastic. Robert is a new employee, freshly picked, and I would like to point out something, that here at Country House, we are extremely picky with who we let in our family from all aspects. So when I hire somebody, I must have done at least 22 interviews, and out of that 22 interviews, I got a nurse, an activities director, and two caregivers. That's all I got out of that interview process, and that's because I really truly believe that the care staff is the foundation of what makes this work. The caregivers, caregivers and med techs, they are the people that are making the most contact with my residents on a day-to-day basis. So I have to know that I can trust that that person has the same culture that was represented by even the top person at AgeMark does. So everybody in between all has to be the same, has to have that same infectious spirit, and that same unstoppable, unfathomable, positive attitude that brings us to be able to accomplish everything that we need to accomplish as a team. And I really truly look at this as a family. So you don't just go out, find someone on the street and marry them. Well, I mean, you could do that, but it probably wouldn't work out so well. But long story short, we don't let anybody in our family unless we're 100% sure. So I'll introduce right now and let her say a few words. This is Brittany. Brittany is an amazing med tech. She's been with us since the beginning. She's probably the most tenured person here. I trust her with my residents, and she is very fantastic, and she's very – I have to say, she's very capable.
Dementia aware.
And very dementia
Hello, Brittany.
Hi. Thanks, Jake, for that. I just wanted to say I am very happy with this, with my job. And I knew the day I started doing caregiving that this was something that was for me. And the best part of it is that we can create those moments of joy with these people. We are the family that they don't have. And a lot of times this is the last place that they're going to be before their time is up. And to make that time worth it and to be here every step of the way with them is so important. And it's the reason why I love what I do.
And we work so well together. Every time I see Brittany, she's like the sunshine and when she's walking down the hall. And I am really always in awe of care staff who are so savvy and can understand this very different approach. And I think Brittany will agree that assisted living training is totally different than dementia training. It's
very
the
much.
Opposite, isn't it?
Right, right.
And so, you know, we talk about, we brainstorm, we talk about challenges, and she is so great at just going in, diving in, and trying something new. Okay, let's try this. Okay, let's try that. It doesn't always work, does it?
It does not.
But
does
if it
not.
Doesn't work, what do?
We try something else.
That's right.
We keep on going.
We keep on going. And we just keep loving them and just giving them whatever we've got. We have to give them 150%.
Right.
And Brittany definitely does. So tell our listeners, they might not understand, what do you do as a med tech? What does that mean?
So I not only do I handle their medications, but I communicate with their families, with their physicians to make sure that everything is on point with that. But also I'm also a caregiver. I'm a caregiver first. And although I do oversee the care staff, I always like to remember I'm a part of that. And I want to make sure that they're taking care of everything they need to take care of. What can I do? What can I do to assist them to make their shift better? And so it's not just about the documentation, but getting in there and being hands-on just like the care staff.
And you're kind of that communication, that liaison between the medical side, that that we are very limited in what we can provide, and the non-medical side, which is exactly what we provide.
Right.
And so you speak doctorese, and you help the physician understand, and we're over here as the layperson, so we need you on our team, don't we?
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. So,
so now we have Robert here. Robert's the one that made it through. See, because they Navy SEALs, when they go to do training, they have the gauntlet, right?
Right?
They have that thing they got to get through. And so basically I did that to Robert with a whole lot less cold water, and I didn't make him carry any logs on the sand. But nonetheless, I really had to put him through the ringer, and he came out the other side. He was still clean.
And we are just really putting him through the ringer because we pulled him in and said, hey, you're going to be on the radio show, and his eyes are as big as saucers right now.
Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hi. You know,
welcome.
I got to tell you, being around these people, friends and family, that's what I see and feel, as well as the patience we have for each of one of our residents who take the time out of our day. You know, as we say here, you know, you walk through the door every day and got to keep that smile and everything on, and that's what we do here. The vibes right off the bat, positive, and very happy place here.
And I've been working with Robert today and just honing his skills, and I know he was kind of looking at me because I've told him a really different approach, but like I said, he has that attitude, oh, sure, I'll try that, and I love it when the light bulb goes on, and I saw I was working with Robert earlier, and I said, see how that works? And he went, yeah, that does work, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different approach. It's different. And it takes practice and just that trust in me that that I can help you with this, even though it's really, really difficult. I truly appreciate that. So how'd you get into this field, Robert? How'd you decide to be a caregiver?
The past couple of years, actually, I've been taking care of my grandmother. She has dementia, and she's pretty late in it. So being able to be around her and what she's going through, as well as the impacts on our family and what it does, not just to the individual, but the family and the people around them, you could totally see how serious, you know, every day is for them.
What challenges they have, and it's so
exactly.
hard, just common things that we take for granted to get done, you know, even deciding what to eat or what utensil to use or what time is it supposed to be when I'm sleeping, what time is it supposed to be when I'm awake, all of those things that we take for granted, they no longer have that, and so we simply learn to think for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really important. So I know this is such a treat for our listeners because, you know, they're looking on the outside thinking, oh my gosh, I think I have to place my loved one, and I'm not a good caregiver because I have to go ask for help. That's exactly the opposite, isn't it?
Right.
We need them to come to us. We need them to understand. We want to be a part of your village. It's all part of the process.
You know, and not from all aspects, the way I look at this and the way that HMARC looks at this is we're all a family.
Mm-hmm.
And we all do everything around here. I mean, I got Robert, who's a caregiver, who's helping out maintenance. You know, I got another caregiver, Amanda, who's going to be helping out in the kitchen. I got Christine, who's helping out with housekeeping. I've got Nicole, who's a med tech, that's helping out with housekeeping. And me, I do anything anybody tells me to do, up to and including eating things on a plate.
And sitting here doing a radio show in a swim trunks.
Yes, exactly. Which I can cross that off my bucket list.
Absolutely. Well, let's do something kind of fun here because I know that the listeners have had an opportunity to hear about how wonderful Country House is. But I'm going to ask you each a question because this is probably something that I think about a lot. So if you had a magic wand, and you could change the whole dementia care field and make it perfect, what one wish would you make? What would you, if you could wave the wand and make everything perfect, what would you wish, Brittany? What would you wish for? I would wish for a cure. That's what I, even though it would put me out of work, I would wish for a cure that would make me the happiest person in the world. I wish I could cure this, and that would be such a wonderful gift.
You know, I tell people all the time, if I could do one thing, what could I do? And it would be just get rid of it. You know, I'd be very happy to be out of a job tomorrow, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
And I could get a job doing something else.
We'd all be dancing in the street, wouldn't we?
But until there's a cure, there's care. And so since we can't cure it, we got to care for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not a lot of people know this about me, but my mom has actually been diagnosed recently with mild cognitive impairment. And so,
which means dementia.
Yes.
That's a nice word for dementia.
It is, yeah. But that is what the doctor said.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, and kind of going on this journey and being really just submerged in it, you know, I have such empathy in my heart that I want to try to take care of everybody as if they were my own mom.
Absolutely.
You know, so I try to look at it anytime I take care of somebody or we make a decision as a team and we have to make a tough decision that maybe sometimes limits rights while promoting safety, and which is really the hardest balance to make in memory care.
Definitely.
When we do that, we do it with our hearts. We do it as if we're making the decision for our loved one, not because it's convenient, not because we think it's going to get it done quicker this way, but because this is the right thing to do. That's what it's about.
I bet, Brittany, that you would love it if you could wave a magic wand, and if we couldn't cure it, at least you could help your residents here feel safe and be able to reason with them. Do you agree that that might be something you'd like to wave a wand and have?
I definitely think so, because with every person there comes their own set of challenges with the disease, and it's nice to be able to be there and to care for them on an individual basis. Like they said, it would be great if this didn't even exist or we had a cure, but because we don't, that just makes our job that much more important.
And since we can't stop it, fix it, or change it, it would be nice if we had a magic wand where we could stop it, fix it, or change it.
That would be good.
But we have the Laura Raymond magic wand that we can manage it.
Exactly.
And it works, doesn't it?
It does.
Robert, what would you change if you could think about this whole senior care industry, your job, if you had a magic wand to make it perfect, what do you think you'd like to change?
Somebody, residents, or anyone who's going through this, whether it's your mother, your aunt, or grandmother, perhaps, some are not able to ask for help and feeling guilty that others are helping them, and they feel as though they need to be able to get things done on their own. However, I would strongly encourage, you know, if I could wave a wand, boom, that the joyfulness and sense of relief and helpful people can go in and
give them that relief. Oh, my gosh, Robert, that is so important. We were just talking about that. You know, give them permission. Allow them to ask for help and allow them to ask for us to come and be that voice for them as well. We've got to do this as a village.
Hey, I hired them. All right?
Yeah.
Do I know how to pick them?
Stop your gloating.
Okay, all right.
Yes, you did. That was good. That's exactly where we all need to be. That's what I mean when I say the world needs to be dementia aware.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everyone was aware of these things, we would all make such a better team. It's the fact that people are in denial. They're afraid to look this in the eye. They're afraid when they hear that we can't stop it, fix it, or change it. They're afraid to learn about managing it. And becoming dementia aware and asking for help, that's exactly what we need to train each individual, each organization, each state, each nation, the world. That's what our goal should be. We should be out there making everyone dementia aware, just like you are. Good for you, Robert. You get a big gold star today. That is absolutely perfect. So we have these challenges, Jake. What are you as the ED going to do going forward to help the world become more dementia aware, to help this community stay dementia aware, to help our families and everyone in the community be dementia aware?
Well, my goal with this community and really what I am aiming to do and what my mission is, and I believe all of our mission here, is to just be a hub. It's a hub for people to come and get help. And we're going to be doing plenty of training with Laura. We're going to be offering that out of our building. In fact, we have an event on May 10th that we're going to be having that you can inquire us about, that we're going to be showing off Laura's new book, which I'm sure she'll talk about in a little bit.
And it's a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's.
And it's a fundraiser. And we're going to be making money to get rid of that. Get rid of that dementia.
Yes, we are.
And that's what it's all about. And it's going to be an elegant red carpet event that we're going to have, and we're going to promote. We're going to try to do Laura's book justice. I know it's a far reach, but we're going to try to do it some justice. But, yeah, we want this place to be a hub for the community. This building is a house, and I want you to think of it as like that guy on the street that you absolutely know that when someone's trying to break in your house or someone's trying to do something, that's the house that you can go knock on the door and that guy's going to take care of it. And you know what? I've been a paramedic for years. I've been the guy that gets the door knock at 3 o'clock in the morning when someone's not acting appropriate and I got to go run and check it out. And I love being that guy. And I love this building being that for dementia, for being for memory care, for the community in general. So we want to be that presence in the community. And what am I doing to do that here? Well, it simply comes a couple different ways. Number one, it's the residents. What kind of residents are moving into this community? What type of individuals are we bringing in here? And how are we going to bring people in here that we know that we can take care of, that we know that we can help? And the second part is the staff. And like I said, no one gets in here unless I'm for sure I want them to be part of my family. And that is such a determined thing. And the people that don't want to be part of the philosophy, what's my philosophy, Brittany, about attitude?
Oh, leave it at the door. You're going to come in here, you're going to be positive, you're going to be ready to help. And the drama and the bad day, you know, not everybody needs to know that, because we are here for the residents first, and you have to be a positive person to do that.
Definitely. And that is, each one of my caregivers that work here today will tell you the exact same thing. It's all about laying out expectations for people and giving them the power, giving them the knowledge, giving them the resources, because they already have the willingness. It's already there. Trust me, there's not one person in this building that doesn't want to do absolutely everything they can, up to and including stripping down to your shorts and getting in a tub. to try to
now,
make
come
sure
on, you got a free wash out of that, Jake, and a massage is what I understand.
You know what? I need it.
Isn't that
too,
so?
Man, I tell you.
You got your part of the deal. Come on now.
The bubble jets in that thing. Oh, my God.
Woo.
I'm loose right now.
Yeah, you're like a noodle.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Like a boiled noodle.
I like to wave a wand and have that tub here right now, actually.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Between the tub and all the wine we drink around here and all the fun we have and the stories we tell, oh, man. You
oh,
know,
man, it sounds like a party, not memory care.
Sounds California to me.
Yeah, it's pretty California. Pretty weird, you know.
This is Tom's house and Steve's house and every other resident's house. Here.
That's right.
Yes.
And you know, and
exactly.
You being here, and being here, it doesn't even feel like you're at work. You feel like you're just hanging out. And although we are taking care of the business we need to do, we still allow ourselves to have fun and have a good day and to laugh and to create those moments. And it's fun. I don't feel like I'm at work all the time.
And trust me, they're working
hard. You see, that's
hard.
When you know. That's when you know that you're operating at high level, when you're operating at high acuity, when you're operating at high sensory of high touch, high tactile, high intelligence, high emotional intelligence, is that what you're doing and who you're being at that time are one and the same. And with the kind of support and training that Laura's work provides, the kind of environment the Country House residents has created, and the kind of leadership that Jake Wolf has brought, then you have a perfect environment where the caregivers and the caretakers are actually become one in the same as a family, and it, it truly is a residence. So I applaud your great work.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. That was well said. Of course, that's what you do for a living, though,
right? Yes, he is a wordsmith, for sure. But like I said at the very beginning of the show, one of the reasons why I love working with Scott is because he can relate to this. Scott has been a caregiver. And Scott, tell us a little bit about that. That was quite a challenge for you.
Well, the fact was I was more scared giver because I didn't know. I'd worked in media a lot. But I had a lovely wife, late wife, who developed cancer. And so we danced with that for 12 years. And her mother started to age rapidly after the passing of her father. And then it was time to move Grangy out of her home. And unfortunately, sometimes we empathize and give away ownership of decision-making because we don't know and we don't realize what's in the best interest of not just a family member, but the family. As Laura was talking about, the caregiver passes before the person they're caring for so often. And in this case, my late wife had a home totally redesigned, beautiful home, to have her mother move in with her while, of course, wouldn't you know, the cancer metastasized and reared its head at the exact time that we moved into this home. And so there I was as a husband and a son-in-law with my mother-in-law in one room, losing more and more cognizance to the point of even who I was. And my wife in the other room, becoming a more degenerated space of the cancer. And ending up, of course, in hospice then. And my mother-in-law then going to Arizona. And wouldn't you know it, just 3 weeks later, after leaving the house, after her daughter passes away, falling down, breaking her hip in the bathroom and dying. So it was more than anyone should have to carry. And it took me a long time, actually years, to overcome some of the emotional scarring that went on because of the lack of the integration of the family and relationships for me out of that outcome. So that was not a happy time. So I realized
it
adds a lot to me.
Yeah,
I was by myself.
Yeah. You had to do that all on your own. And if Scott didn't know me, I would have been there to help him. But
I didn't know anything about dementia. I didn't even know the word.
Yeah.
That was 2000. I didn't know.
That's why it's not only necessary to have professionals like us to understand and be dementia aware, it is necessary to make it mandatory that we train our families to be dementia aware as well. Because that's the only way we can all work together. You know, they need it is just like gold for the family members who come here to understand dementia every bit as much as we do. So that's so, so important. And we are almost out of time again. I can't believe that this hour has just flown by, and I knew it would. And we'll have all these wonderful people again on our show, and we need to make sure that we're inviting
them. That grand opening sounds fun.
Oh, I know. Isn't that going to be fun where we're going to be premiering the book? And I have a seminar coming up April 11th. Well, I'll be doing my master class here in Roseville, California. And so go on my website, www.laurawayman.com, to find out more about that and the other event that we're going to be having here at Country House on May 10th. I have some other events coming up that I'd love for everyone to check out because, you know, my motto is to make the whole world dementia aware. So I'm pounding the pavement. I do want to end with this caregiver quote. And what I want everybody to understand is caregiving often calls us to lean into love we didn't know possible. So that's what every one of us, everyone who is on this radio show today, that's what we're doing. We're leaning into love even when it almost feels impossible. Don't we do that every single day? So, Scott, thank you for being with us, and thank you for being my true friend and my co-host. and for sharing this journey with me. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Brittany.
You are welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for our listening audience, everyone who has joined us today. We recognize it takes courage to reach out for help, and we're here to help you on this difficult journey of dementia care. So long, Scott. Until next time, thanks so much for being here with me.
Thanks to all of you, and thank you for listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer. As your host, Scott Cluthy, do listen for those chapters online and join us next time live for Live with the Dementia Whisperer. You've been listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, featuring Laura Wayman. Get your copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care and connect with Laura at laurawayman.com, and join the Dementia Whisperer's newsletter. Send email questions, ideas, and comments to help@laurawayman.com, and join Laura Wayman on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. This is Scott Cluthy, co-host and executive producer. Join us next time for Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman.